Okay, Tamura Daf Test. Today's daf is Tamura Daf Test. We are on Test Amud Aleph. We'll start with the top line by the Mishnah as we continue here in the first parak of Tamura in Parak HaKol Memirin, which is laying down all the rules and regulations and the details of the Avera and the Mitzvah of Tamura. Right, this parak goes all the way till Daf Yud Dalad, Yesh B'Karbanos. This parak we have all the details of Tamura. We spoke about who can make Tamura. That was the first Mishnah. We spoke about the other details along the way. And now we're up to which types of animals can become Tamura when one is involved in Tamura. Says the Mishnah, Mimirin min hatzon al habakar, umin habakar al hatzon. As we has been mentioned, the substitution doesn't have to be exact. It could be different types of animals. If I could have a tzon karban and I could make tamura, I could be meimir on bakar, on cattle. Bakar ala tzon. Umina kfasim ala izim. Umina izim ala kfasim. It has to be something that is shayach to be a karban. But different types of animals. You can't be meimir on a table. Right? That's not tamura. Right? Zutach azu. It has to be a potential karban. Umina zachar ala kevas. Umina kevas ala zachar. Umina tamimim al ba'alimumin. Min ba'alimumin ala tamimim. A tam and a balmum. This was the chiddush that we have said. You could be meimir on a balmum. Even though what can't be makdish a balmum? If there's an animal, there's even an avera, as we've spoken about the past couple of days, of being makdish balmum and doing all the avodos on a balmum. But by tamura, it works. Not that you're supposed to, not that you're allowed to, right? Remember the lashon that we had a week ago, back on that base. Lo shatai rashoi, by the language of the Mishnah at the beginning. Lo shadam rashoi lohamir, elashim hamir, mumar. If it works, it works. And that's how we got into the whole sugya, daf and daf of kamilsa daf rachman lo sevid, yavad mahani o lo mahani. But here, it works on ba'ali mumin, but it's mirin al ba'ali mumin, min ba'ali mumin ala tzmimim. That also relates to, is this a new hakdasha versus a hemshich of a hakdasha? Shene emar, how do you know all of these halachos that it doesn't have to be exact parallel? Lo yachlifenu velo yamir oso, tov bara o rabatov. Right, you're not allowed to substitute or switch good for a bad for a good. What does it mean, good for bad? Not just subjectively in your eyes. This is a worse animal or a better animal. That's the pashas of the pasuk. That's the pshuta shel pasuk. But the chazal darshin, ra also means something negative inherently besides what you think. And what does that mean? We'll see in a second. Vezeo tov bara, babali mumin, shakadim akdeshas mumon. Tov bara means a balmum that it's hektish preceded its getting a mum. Meaning I could create tamura even from a balmum that was a balmum only after it was hooked. If somebody's makdash an animal and then it becomes a mum, so that animal still has the power in it to create tamura. If an animal has a mum and then a makdash it, then it's not strong enough. Then it's not strong enough to create tamura because it inherently is not fully kadosh itself. Look at Rashi, Vezeu tov bara. What is tov bara? So the Mishnah said balimum, klomar ezeu ra de kodesh. Of its mura, which ra in kodesh, so can't make a good animal from a bad animal, from a negative animal. So what type of negative animal has the power to do that? Shekadim hekdesho es mumo, only if the hekdesh preceded. Aval kadam mumo es hekdesho, lo avit mura, but if the mum preceded the hekdesh, it does not create tumura. Tov bara rabatov. What about ra bira? Would that work? So that's a discussion. Rashi and Tosfos, they talk about it later on Adav Chav Zayin Amid Beis, all the way towards the end of the Masechta, back in the fifth perek. Tosfos and Rashi there quote. Rashi says there. Tosfos quotes Rashi. I'll just read it from there. Tosfos Zibra Basol Baalas Pirish Rashi De Baalas Mum Tachas Baalas Mum Lo Tafis De Ein Ra Oset Tmura Bira. Rashi holds that Tov Bara or Rabatov, one of them can be Bali Mumin. But if both are Bali Mumin, then it's not going to create Tamura. That is Rashi Shita. They are quoted in Tosis. The Dafka Tov Bara or Rabatov votes a Tamura Aval Rabaralo. That's Rashi. Velo Nihira. Tosva says, I don't understand, right? Once it's a rule breaker, it's a rule breaker. Velo Nihira, Dezelo Matsino. First of all, we don't find it anywhere. You don't find anywhere that it's the favorite that it doesn't create tamura. It sounds like it's a rule breaker. It doesn't matter what is if they are ba'ali mumin or not. says number one, the ode to other Abba, Mashmala El Parakama. Also, Tosas there quotes R Daf, R Omen Aleph, that we'll see. Drabara Tafis. It sounds like our Gemara includes everything and it doesn't exclude anything. And therefore, Tosas says he thinks it works. Varashi Pirish Drabara Nami Chayil Tmura Ale. It is chal. Miu yesh lanu lomar tfei laachule mila atfuse. The lama yatvis meacher de eno male osa. The gabzosi de ruilakrava. Okay, that's Tosus, chav zayin amid aleph machlokas with Rashi. And all these halachas are quoted right at the beginning of Hilchas Temura, right? These are the basics of Temura, and that's why the Rama puts this in the beginning of Hilchas Temura in Perek Aleph when he talks about after discussing the details of Temura of Kol Hameimir Loket, the Rambam starts off by saying that anyone who does Temura gets Malkus, and the exceptions to the rule, as we mentioned, both parts of this Rambam at the beginning of the Masechta, the Rambam first talks about even though it's a Lav She'ein B'maisa, still one is going to get Malkus is one of the exceptions to the rule, and then the Rambam talks about why it's not a Lav Anita Klase. Right, those two discussions are in Temura Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph that he gets into who can be Meimir. A little bit, he spoke about Shutfin, he spoke about Tzibor, Halacha Beis, Echad HaMeimer B'Zadon, O Shehemir B'Shkaga, Hareza Oseh Tzmura V'Loke, even Tzmura B'Shogeng, right, Echad HaMeimer B'Zadon, Behemir B'Shkaga, that is one of the exceptions to the rule. Kesa, what do you mean Shogeng? HaMeskavi Lomar, Hareza Tzmura Ola Sheishli, V'Yamar Hareza Tzmura Shlomim Sheishli, Hareza Tzmura V'Loke. Right, if somebody, what does shogeg mean? It doesn't mean shogeg that a person doesn't know that it's usher. He wanted to say A, and he says B. Im abdima shemutir lahamir behemir, o sha'amar ekanis labayezeva amir midaiti, so then he's not going to get malchus. Okay, but that's in terms, again, basic shogeg or mazen. Halacha gimel. Ein adam mehmir behemto bakarban sheno shalom. As we will see, and we've spoken about, it has to be your karban. Can't be a karban she'ino shalchav. Im amar bala karban, kol rotzo lahamir behemti yavo v'yamir. And if somebody who says, whoever wants to, we'll get to that episode later, let's skip this for now, then it works. But then, the Rama continues. Hayo reish behemir, who can, who can't? What about goyim? What about men? What about women? What about ketanim? What about kohanim? What about levim? All the different types of people. Who can, who can't? And then the Rama continues. Okay, what about the animals? What about the animals? And the Rambam gets into Ofosu Menachos in Osa Temura. Shlo Nemar Ela Bebehema. Number one, it's only by animals, behemos, and not Ofosu Menachos, which are coming up by the Shem and Ar Masechta. Karban is Bedeka Bias. What about Bedeka Bias or not Osa Temura? And then what about Hakdoshas Ba'ali Mumin? So that's our Mishnah. Hamakdosh Ba'alas Mum Kavua. It's always good in general to, especially in these areas of halacha, the Rambam has four prakim in Temura to make sure that we go through all of them and to make sure that we learn the halacha l'maisa. Hamakdish baalis mum kavua in osa Temura. So it is makdish a baal mum, then in osa Temura mibnei shalom is kadesh gufa kiddush gamur. Ve'ena ela kedushas damim. When our Mishnah says that baal mum shekadam hekdeshin is muman, why does that not work? If I'm makdish a baal mum, that animal cannot create Temura. Why? Because that animal doesn't have full kedusha. That animal is tainted from the start. Shlon is kadish gufa kiddush gamur. Ve'ena ela kedushas damim. It only has kedushas bedekabayis at most. It's a baal mum that you were makdish, and therefore it's like bedekabayis that cannot create temura. Aval makdish baalus mum over, which we're not allowed to do. But if I did it, oshe hikdish tamima v'yacharkach nola mum kavua hareza osa temura, that can create temura because it had full kedusha to begin with. And then the Rama quotes the rest of our Mishnah: echad ameimer tamim b'baal mum o baal mum b'tamim. O Shehemir Bakar Batson Oton Bebakar O Kvasim Beizim O Izim Kvasim O Nekevus Bezachar Bezachar Nekevus O Shehemir. This we didn't get to yet. 1 to 100, 100 to 1. We'll get to that passage a little bit later. So the Rambam says that can create Temura. So the Rambam quotes all of these halachas in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Temura. The Brisker Rav wonders here on our Mishnah, what exactly do you need a pasuk for? Why would you have thought otherwise? V'zeh Yalfina Mikra Dehema Bebehema. I'm not sorry, Beer. Maishna de lo yachol hamir kein belokra. The pasuk says Temura. So once I know Temura, so then why do I need a pasuk, as we'll see, to teach me this? Lo yachlifenu. We know Temura. You can't switch animals. Why would I have thought that it has to be exact? Venira says the Brisker Rav that the Rav Mapaskins in Nichlas Psuli Hamagdoshim If somebody has to, says the Rambam, I'll read you the Rambam in Tzulim Mitzvashim, Dalad Yurches. If somebody is, Aval Hedyo Shefer Zachar Lachatas, if a Hedyo, I'm supposed to bring a carpet chatas, and I'm mafresh a zachar. You can't bring a zachar for a chatas. You have to bring in a keva. If I'm mafresh a zachar for a chatas, v'nasi shehifresh si'ira lachatas, a nasi that has to bring a male, as mafresh a female. V'chein kohen mashiach, shehifresh para lachatas, hare elu, ein miskadshin. Lo kdushas aguf, lo kdushas damim. V'vichach yuachru shalobamum. If I'm mafresh, if I designate an animal that is totally not ro'i to use, so then it's not kadosh. So, says the Brisker Rav, maybe that would be our Havamina. If you have an animal that's supposed to be used, you have a female that's supposed to be used for a chatas, and then you say, this male should be a tmura for this female, but this male cannot be used for the purpose that the first carbon can be used for. So maybe I would have thought that, no, it has to be an exact substitution. And therefore, hacha gamkin ari b'masha pasul b'kar, v'yalze amrina doze a tmura. I would have thought that it wouldn't be able to be used because it has to literally take the place of the first animal, and that is why you need the pasuk. Again, relates to how exact of a substitution this is, but that's the Brisker Rav commenting based on the Rambam in Psulei Hamukdashim. Again, the question of the Griz is based on once you know this of Tamura, why do you need a pasuk for about some of the details? Again, the whole idea of Tamura is obviously a chiddush to say that this is something that works, right? Tamura, I don't you might say, is somewhat of a chiddush. Usually when I'm try to be mechalel or podes something, usually, again, it's not a chiddush, but usually that one kedusha goes in, one kedusha goes out, right? One, but there are exceptions, usually by Meiser Sheni and by other types of pidyon, but there are times that I try to be machdu something, and both are hektish, right? There are two things that say hektish, right? The word talks about Jibbeh Shvius is always the Kedusha that can transfer, but it always remains Kadosh, the base. I think Shvius and Avodah Zarah, the two that are the exceptions to the rule, discuss the Maseches Kedusha and elsewhere. Okay, says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know this? As the Brisker pointed out, we need a pasuk. The Tana Rabbanan, Behema, Bibehema, Mikan, Shabimirin, Minatzon, Alabakar, Minabakar, Alatzon, Minakfasim, Alizim, Minizim, Alhakfasim, right? All different types of flexible substitutions. Umin Azachar, Alakavas, Umin Azakavas, Alazacharim, Umin Bali Mumin, Alatzvim, Umin Atzvim, and Albali Mumin. As long as it is certain types of Bali Mumin, as we're about to see. Yachal Afilu Kada Mum Lahekdeshan. I might have thought that even if the Mum comes first, a makdish an animal, which is usur. But this was one of the 14 cases which the Gemara spoke about. That why does it work if the Torah says it's usur? But as the Gemara ended off, there aren't too many differences between Abaye and Rava. They agree in almost every case, maybe in every case. Lamaskana, different versions. But you might think that even kadam yachal afilu kadam mum lech deshatam alamar lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oto tov bara rabatov. Eze oto bara ba'ale mumin shekadam hekdeshat es mumon. That is the one that works, that could create tamura. As long as it had a hekdesh status before it got a ba'al mum. If not, it's just like Bedek HaBayis, Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, as the Rambam said. My Tamuda, so how do you know that from the Pasig? So, Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Getting back to Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya, Neima Kro, Lo Yachlifenu, Velo Yamir, Oso, To Bara, Ora, Bo. You don't need the extra word. Tov, the good one in the Bara, Obara, in it. Betov Achrina, Lamali, what do you need? Extra Tov, Shbamina, Tov Meikaro, Ose Tmura, Ra Meikaro, Eina Ose Tmura. Only Tov Meikaro, not Ra Meikaro. It has to have been Hekdesh originally. Again, Tov, we look at Tov in a subjective way. Subjective way, because what's good and what's bad, as we would translate it. It's very subjective. If the Torah says Tov, so that it has to be maybe something more objective. That's how Chazal knew, that it can't just mean what's good in your eyes. Because what's good in Hashem's eyes is ultimate good. And what's ultimate good? Something that's more objective. Right? Baal Mum versus Tamim. Maybe that's how Chazal knew that Tov and Ra here don't mean Tov and Ra, so just subjectively in our eyes. Reminds us a little bit of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. It's a big discussion, as we know, the state of affairs in the world before the Chet of Adam HaRishon and after the Chet of Adam HaRishon. The way the Rambam formula, and many say that, oh, somehow the Yetzer Hara was more external beforehand, and that it became more internal part of the person after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. The way the Rambam formulates it is that before the Chet, there was Emes and Sheker. And after the Chet, there was Tov and Ra. Right? Emes and Sheker are more objective. And Adam and Chava were, so to speak, on the wavelength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was objective. There was no taiva from within. And that's how the Pasuk says that they were naked. Velo yisboshashu. Right? The Svarno there on that Pasuk says that every limb and organ of the body was equal. Velo yisboshashu. Just like the eyes and the ears and the mouth, we're not embarrassed about that. We don't like think there's anything unusual about talking about them and covering them up. So too, the Evarim that are usually covered up, Bizman Hazeh, right? And should be covered up. So it's the same thing, V'lo Yisboshashu, because it was all Emes and Sheker. It wasn't Tov and Ra. After the Chet, then it became more subjective. Our own personal values played more of a role, and that's Tov and Ra. Different than Emes and Sheker. So maybe that's also how Chazal knew what it says Tov and Ra here, but here the Torah is saying Tov and Ra. It's not us. And if the Torah is saying Tov and Ra, it's probably more in the world of objective, something positive and something negative, and that's how Chazal know that it means Ra is Bamum. Ra is not just a Pasha Pshat, but it's something deeper. But again, the Gemara says here that it still has to be Tov Me'ikaro and not Ra Me'ikaro. That is all Abaye. It's the extra Tov that teaches us this limit from the Balimum that had a Balmum before the Hakdish will not create Tzmura. Rava Amar, Travayu Tov Yitur Miyasri. Rava says both Tovs are extra. Right? We only said, Rabbi said only the second one is extra. Both Tovs are extra. Tov Yiture Miyatri. Imke, Nichtov Kra, Lo Yachli Fenu, Velo Yamir Oso. We know we're talking about a carbon. Right? We read the Psukim last time. We know we're talking about a carbon. So you don't need to tell me the carbon is Tov. So Lo Yachli Fenu, Velo Yamir Oso, it should have said. Bara, O Bara, Tov. What do you need either of them for? Chatov afilu bitov nami. Right? Even where both are tov, neither of them are blemished. Ki meimer lucky. I would have thought to switch two tamim animals, well, you're not doing anything wrong. Tov bitov. So one extra tov teaches me that even that's an avera. Right? You can't switch. Right? Remember the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura. The Rambam says that the even good for good, even if it's a better animal and a juicier animal. But still, the way of an Adam very commonly is for us to lose the moment, the feelings of inspiration. We don't want to give the animal. We decide that I want to give this one and not that one. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you can't. You can't choose. Even Tov B'Tov. So Rashi and Tosfos later on had the machlokas about what about Ra B'Ra. Right here we're saying what about Tov B'Tov. So Rava says Tov B'Tov is also, the Chiddush is that even there you get Malkus, right? Even where I'm giving a better animal, and I might think, well, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu would want. The answer is no. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the rules, and we don't decide ourselves. Ve'idach, and what about the other Tov? Tov Me'ikara Osa Temura, Ra Me'ikara Enosa Temura. So Rava has an extra din. Rava is not arguing on Abaya about the Halacha. He's just saying there's an extra Tov, and you learn another Halacha from the extra Tov as well. The Abaya, and Abaya would answer, how do you know that halacha of Tov B'Tov is also Aser? Kal v'chomer hu, I would know it based on a Kal v'chomer that also one shouldn't do, one shouldn't be involved in it. Says the Gemara, what's the Kal v'chomer? Ma Tov B'ra, di yuli koma ailile laki. Where you're going up, right? And one way you can look at it, Tov B'Tov is worse. Where you're going up, I'm taking a Balmum right now. It was an animal that was hooked on us that became a Balmum. I want to switch that for a regular Tom animal. Wouldn't that be better? That would be amazing. I'm giving a carbon now that can be used. So you might think, if Tov Bara, Di Lui Koma Aili Le, lucky that you're going to get Malkus for Tov B'Tov Dechiyad Dadi Nina Lakal Shekin Delaki. So surely Tov B'Tov. So in a sense, even though you might have said that no, Tov B'Tov is not a Kal v'chomer. You would have thought that's better. No, you would have thought that's worse. Because even going up in the status is Malkus. So surely not going up and going across in status is going to get Malkus. Says the Gemara then, V'Rava, why wouldn't Rava say this? Ein onshin min adin. You can't give an onish based on a Kal v'chomer. And therefore, Rava says you can't use you can't learn a bit on a Kal v'chomer, that's why you have to have a makar. Right? Big sugya in the Rishonim, the svar for Ein Onshin Min Adin, right? 3 days in the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, right? What exactly is the svar for Ein Onshin Min Adin? Is it because midihi batara, period, Xeris HaKasif, you can't give an onesh based on a Kal v'chomer, period. Or, number two, is that maybe it's even too chamor, right? If this is more chamor, and therefore you should say that it's going to get a punishment, maybe this punishment is not even good enough. and big enough, right? And based on the smog and the Kesef Mishnah, the smog by the Isser of putting one's children into the fire, Molech, and the Pasuk says, and the Gemara darshans, that if you put some of your children into the Molech, so then you get, then you're Chayef. But if you put all your children, so then you're not Chayef. All your children should be a Kal v'chomer, says the Smag. No, because you would have thought that if you give all your children, all the one's progeny, then Misa is not even going to help. Right? It's so beyond that it's even worse, it's even more Chomer. So sometimes a Kal v'chomer, the logic is correct, but then giving the Onesh is not going to be enough. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus quotes this Smag in the context of Eidim Zomamin. Kasha Zomam v'lo Kasha Asa. Right? The question of, is that, how does that work? What's the Svara? So the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim quotes two lines. Number one, he quotes Gzeiras HaShalit, Gzeiras HaKasev, and then he says, but maybe I'll give a Svara. He goes right in from the Gzeiras HaKasev to the Svara that Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel, Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel, the judges are amongst HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have never let it happen for the judges to put to death an innocent soul. He must have been Chayav Misa for something else. Right, that's why I catch Zomam Lokasher Asa. But says the Kesef Mishnah, based on this smog, maybe or not, maybe that it's so beyond God Avonom Min So, that if you actually put somebody to death using the legal system, so that is beyond, and that's why we can't give you a punishment based on Kal v'chomer. Kasher Zomam V'Kolshek and Kasher Asa, we don't say that. So again, that's the Svara. So it's a second. That's a second idea why we wouldn't say Ein Onshin Min Hadin, because of the smog and the Kesef Mishnah type of Svara, that it's too chomer. And number three, the third Svara that is mentioned for Ein Onshin Min Hadin is that the Rav Yosef Engel writes, there's an idea of v'hitzilu ha'eda. V'hitzilu ha'eda, that means we always try to save. The special din by in Hilchas in Maseches Sanhedrin comes up often, but that's another reason why we might not say ein ochem min hadin. So again, midihi batorah, or it might be too chamur, or the special din v'hitzilu ha'eda is another one, but not for now. Let's continue. But that's a number of the svaras of ein ochem min hadin. Good. So that's Ravas. That's why you don't learn it based on, you need a pasuk, you don't learn it from the Kal v'chomer. Oh, the other one I'll just mention quickly, there might be a pircha to the Kal v'chomer. Right? Meaning Kal v'chomer is based on logic, unlike all the other midos shator and adreshes behen. And therefore I might think this is logical, but who knows? It's Kal v'chomer sheish lo pircha, and therefore, one can be onish min hadin. The Abaya, how would Abaya answer this? Right, so how could he be ma'anish min hadin? Amalacha halav dinu. I didn't really mean a Kal v'chomer, says Abaya. I didn't really mean a Kal v'chomer. Migara tov meira. Is it any worse than tov meira? Meaning it's what we might call a gilui milsa, as Rashi says here. Hai lav onshe min hadinu el a gilui milsa bialma. Ki tehecha dechihechi degali kradalaki atov dechulin ki memrele berad dekodesh gali nami di memrele betov dekodesh laki. Right, it's kind of like a comparison, not really a Kal v'chomer. It's a gili milsa, and therefore the rules of din and enoshim and din would not apply. Right, this is what the Rambam mentions also in the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis, where the Rambam discusses a Kal v'chomer, but it's not really a Kal v'chomer. The Rambam, at the beginning of Thomas Mace, quotes, HaMace B'tam Eva Ma'ako B'maso B'o Elov Tumas Shiva. As we know, the Rambam first talks about Thomas Mace in Sefer Tara, that it's the most chamor Tumah, that it's Maga, Masa, and Ohel. The Tumas Maga V'Ohel, Mifurash and Batorah, Parshas Chukas. Maga and Ohel are Mifurish. Hanogea B'Mace L'chol Nefesh Adam V'tam Shivas Yamim, Kolabola Ohel, V'chol Asher B'Ohel, Yitma Shivas Yamim. So the two poles, Maga and Ohel, those are Mefurish in the Torah. But where's Masa? Says the Rambam here in Halacha Beis, Tomas Masa mi piashmua, v'kal v'chomer advarim. And it's a Kal v'chomer. How do you know that if you carry a Kizayis min ha-mace, or any part of the mace without touching the mace, so that's going to be Tame Daraisa? How do you know that? The Rambam says, Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? Ma im nevela shi tumas erif. Nevela, which only makes you tummy for one day. Eina matame ba'ohel. And it does not make you, if you're under the same roof as a nevela, a carcass. So it's not going to make you tummy ba'ohel. Mitama b'masa, nevela, which is very kal. It only makes you tummy for a day. And it's not matame ba'ohel. And yet it's matame b'masa if you carry it. Shenemar. V'hanoseas nivlasam hameis l'kosh again. So surely mace Shuli Meis, which makes you tummy for 7 days, and is matame ba'ohel. Umana vela shamanita maga'a tumas erev, masa'a tumas erev, afhameis shemaga'o tumas shiva, masa'o tumas shiva. That's the Rambam. Ein tumas masa b'meis midivrei sofrim ela din Torah. The Rambam says the favorites. This is a din daraisa. Din daraisa tumas masa. Nafkamina, if you tumas masa and you touch truma, you touch kachim. Din daraisa. The yirali, and then the Rambam says, so why didn't it say it? The yirali, sheshasak mimena hakasuf. The Torah didn't say tumas masa. Kiderech. Whenever the Rambam has a comparison, it's always fascinating, because why does the Rambam need to tell us this? The next two lines don't teach us any halacha. So again, a raya, you don't need a raya, but a raya that the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is not just a sefer of halacha, it's a sefer of lamdas, and a sefer of conceptual ideas. The Rambam here says, V'yirali, he's not telling us any halacha. It's all conceptual. Sheshasak mimen ha'kasav, kiderach sheshasak mi'isar abas. Just like the Torah does not mention the isar arayos of daughter. Why? Lafisha asa beferish afila basabas. It says granddaughter. Vishasak may iser achilas baser bechalav. And it does not say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat baser bechalav. Lafisha asa beferish afilu bishulo. You're not allowed to even cook baser bechalav. Right? So included. Kach shasak mitumas masa bemeis. Lafisha time beferish afilu tumas ohalo. Kol shekain masa o. So the Rambam says three contexts. The Isra of Bas, the Isra of eating Basa B'chalav, and the Isra of Tumas Masa, the concept of Tumas Masa, not the Isra, the concept of Tumas Masa, those three are included, so to speak. But he does use the Lashon of Kal V'chomer twice here in the Lashon. The Kesef Mishnah here on this Rambam says, I ain't on Shemin Adin. So Eresh Min Adin said, how do you get punished for eating Basa B'chalav or Tumas Masa V'chulu? So the Rambam has 2 days there. V'im Tamari, Tumas Masa, Basa V'chizar, Basa B'chalav, on Shemin Adin. V'yesh lomar, number one, shemei acher shebas habas, eina asura elamachmas habas, shehi ima, memela mashma shehi asura, ve'ein kan onshe min hadin. It's included. It is gilui milsa ba'alma. It's not literally a kav v'chomer. It's what Abaya says here too. It's once you say one, the other one is included. It's not dafka a kav v'chomer like we would have said otherwise. Ubasa b'chalav, mikivan sha'asa b'shulo, havi b'chlal, lo so'chal kol, lo'yukha sh'diyatil har, b'otochal, v'chul. That is all one. Then the Rambam does add a second daya, again, famous, or we'll make it famous, inami, the Rambam says, the Kesavishta says, the iser of cooking basa b'chalav is a siyag d'oraisa for eating basa b'chalav. Shelo asra Torah, lavashel, ela kedei shelo yavo le'echol. And he continues. That's that one line of the Kesef Mishnah. Put it on the list of Siyagim Da'araisa. You can't cook Bas Mechalev because you might come to eat Bas Mechalev. And all the other Siyagim that are discussed by the Achronim. You can't, Isser of Yichud. Some of the Isser of Yichud is Da'araisa. Some of the Isser of Negia. The Shita of the Rambam against the Ramban. The Negia im non-Krovim is Asur Da'araisa according to the Rambam. The Ran on the first Daf in Psachim. Ba'al Yerubba Yimatze is a siyag daraisa for eating chametz. The Kle Yakar about the mitzvah of covering up dam, so you might not come to eat it. All of these are concepts and halachas on a daraisa level that are aser mishum a different or a mitzvah mishum a different mitzvah daraisa. Anyway, but it starts off with that Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, and that is the basis for Abaya right here. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, second wide line. Lo yachlifenu b'shalachayrim lo yamro so b'shalatzmo. You can't lo yachlifenu. You shouldn't be machlif b'shalachayrim v'lo yamro so b'shalatzmo. So what exactly does this mean of b'shalachayrim? V'lichta lo yachlifenu v'lo boy v'lo yamro so. Just say lo yachlifenu. You can't be machlif. You can't be maimer on someone else's. Ikasav hachi hava mina teitezu b'tekanezu hu detilki. Right, you might think that this one goes out and this one goes in. If you have that kavana, that's where you're going to get malchus. If your kavana of tmura is to switch, aval meimir de travayo kamakdish luhu, but by meimir, in a case of meimir where you have kavana that both should be kadosh, so then aim a lo lucky. Maybe you shouldn't get malchus in that case. If your kavana by tmura is to end them oath, and then by both being malchus, getting malchus, so then maybe there's not an aver. Kamash malan, that is good enough, and you're good enough for the avera. Tzfas Emes wonders here. I don't understand. If you want to be makdish an animal, then that's okay. So what's the case here? That you want to be makdish an animal, and you say zutach azu, like what's the avera that's going to be tmura? Ask the kesef, ask the Tzfas Emes here. L'chari to move on. Di lo amar zutach azu, ain't a tmura, rak hektish pa'alma, v'may lucky. What's the case? You want both of these to be hektish. What's the case of the avera that the chiddush is that it's asr? V'nira lefarish. This is what the Gemara means. De'eno rotze lahotzio mikdushaso, rak she'eno rotze lahakriva. V'yavi behema acheres tachteha lahakriv. V'rishona eino rotze lahakriv. I have an animal that's supposed to be a carbon. I have another animal I want to bring this animal instead as the carbon. The first animal will still be kadosh, but I have no plans to be makriv, that first animal. That's the case. That's the case that it's aser mishum tamura, even though you have plans that both of them should stay kadosh. Good. So we didn't fully explain that first line of the Braisa, which we have to get back to now. Lo yachlifena b'shal acherim, lo yarmoso b'shal atzmo. Right? What exactly does that mean? B'shal acherim and b'shal atzmo. Here the Gemara explains it. Hai b'shal acherim, hechidami. What exactly does that mean? Of acherim. I neima behema dehektish didei v'chulin da'alma. You have your animal that is hektish, and you have a chulin animal that does not belong to you. Somebody else's animal. What, so it's saying that you're not allowed to be maimir that animal, but you can't. That animal is not yours. Mi matzi makdish, ish ki akdish is beso, kodesh lashem, amarachmana, ma beso bershusov, ko bershusov, right? You can't be makdish something that's not yours. And therefore, that can't be what the Gemara is talking about, that try to be maimir somebody else's animal. Ella, rather, what must it mean? Ve'ella behema dehektish da'alma v'chulun didei. The flip side, right? You have an animal. You have an animal, your friend has a carbon. So you want to be maimir your friend's carbon onto your animal. So then the only kedusha that's being expanded is my animal. So that's the case. So the Gemara says, mi matvis bedavar shein shelo, does that work? Lahatvis, to connect, even that animal also has to be yours. Right? The tmura, the maimir, the source animal also has to be yours. So you can't be maimir on someone else's animal because they're not the makdish davar shein shelo, but you can't be makdish based on your friend's animal because the source tmura animal also has to be yours. So what's the pasuk talking about? What's the brisa explaining the pasuk talking about b'shel acherim? So la'olam, says the Gemara, be'behema dehektish da'alma v'chulun didei. Really, the behema, the hektish da'alma, and it's your chulun. Meaning it's your friend's carbon and your animal that you're trying to expand and get kedusha on. Doesn't the animal, the source animal, have to be yours? Answer, it does not. It just has to be open to you. Kigon de Amar Mare de Behema de Hektish. Your friend has a carbon, and your friend says, Kol Harotze Lahamir Bebehemto Yavav Yamir. Whoever would like to do Tmura from this animal, so he can't do Tmura. He can't do Tmura. Meaning, you have the Rishus to do it. Very interesting. Does anything happen to that original animal? Remember, we discussed it back on Daf Beis. Is there any extra kedusha that goes onto that animal? Because otherwise, what kind of rishus do I need? Why does he have to give me rishus? There's kedusha, and I'm extending it onto my animal. Right? Does anything happen to that animal? Maybe because, yes. Maybe because something does happen to that animal. We quoted the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, right? If somebody doesn't treat the new even the original animal with kedusha, he violates not only me'ila, but he violates tamura. So maybe that's also part of the reason why you have to get, so to speak, rishus from the host animal that is being portrayed. The Ben HaChinuch in Shinran Aleph has a couple of different deus. He goes one direction, then goes in the other direction. Is this shlichus? Right, is he really giving bialus over to the other person by saying kolarotze? And he quotes the other sugis in Shas that we have fun sometimes. Kolarotze litrom, yabav yitrom, by Truma. Kolarotze legarish, whoever wants to give the get to the person's wife. So the Menachas Chinuch in Shin Nun Aleph, Shin Nun Beis. Shin Nun Beis, he talks about, l'ma'ayen b'tzmura daftes, if you look in the Gemara, in Tzmura, like we're doing, de'eno mafis behekta shein shalo, can't be yours, rak da'amar mare, only if the mare says it. Nira de'loshen shlichus be'inon. So he first starts by saying, it sounds like a shlichus. And you find in Nedarim Lamed Vav, this is a language of Shlichus, just like somebody says, by Torah Mes Trumaso, right? The Lashon works, Kala Torim, Ava Lashon Garua. But what if somebody says the lower level, quoted in other Gemaras, Kala Meimir Eino Mafsid? He doesn't say Kala Rotz Alahamir Yavav Yamir. Kala Meimir Eino Mafsid. Right, he's not going to be, he's going to be Mafsid because he's not going to Veira. But Kala Meimir, if anybody's Meimir, he's not going to be unable to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. To Bahai Gavna Bitruma Lomahani, also by Truma, Imkein Achanami, won't work here because you don't need anything less than Shlichus. That's what he starts off by saying. But then he says, I'm not so sure, because of the Rambam that we discussed a couple of days ago. Tosfos in the Rambam about the case that the Goy is Makdash an animal with Kavana that a Jew can be Miskaper from it. So the Rambam quoted that case and said that's a case of Suffolk. Suffolk, whether that works or not. The Goy is not subject to Shlichus. A Goy is not included in Shlichus. Mishaleach or Shliach, right? We know that from elsewhere. First Mishnah in Trumas discusses this also. So, Imkain asked the Minchas Chiddush, how can be a Suffolk? Ain Shlichus the Goy Klal? Maybe Midrabanan, right? That's Amir La'akum. Maybe on Shabbos, there's a Rashi there in the Mesach HaShabbos. Shlichus La'akum L'chumra, Gemara Bab Metzia. But technically, he's not included in Shlichus. Therefore, says the Minchas Chiddush, he goes the other way. Al kei nirali de lo tsara kan shlichus. Ragili das dimu maskim sheyamiru bishalo mahani. Right? He just is magala das that you can. And again, it's fascinating that you need that. Right? If you need bailus, fine. For whatever reason, you need bailus to have the source of the. But once you don't need bailus, it's why would you need rishus? And why? What would it accomplish? Right? Is there anything happening to the source animal? So unless you say yes, something is happening to the source animal, right? Something is happening, and there's an extra level of kedusha, so to speak, on it. The Minchas Chinuch also in Os Tes later on in the mitzvah also discusses the same thing, and he talks about this idea of nesinas reshus. Should there be any difference between chulin da alma? What about different chulin animals? Okay, he talks about this, but not for now. Okay, so this is the Minchas Chinuch on Kol Ha the Mari gives Rishus. Question: the Gemara doesn't say it. Is this Lifnei Iver? This Lifnei Iver, where he says, "Okay, whoever wants to use my animal for Tamura, feel free." So he's not telling them to do an Aveira. He's creating. Is it Trei Avri Dinara? Is it Chavri Dinara? The person could just be Makdash's animal. There are a lot of other carbon animals. He could just be Makdash his own animal and then do Tmura from his second animal. So, interesting. And see it to be discussed whether this is Lifnei Iver. It's at least Misayei Ledvar Avera on a Durabana level, but at least, Lifnei Iver could be. Not sure if it's what it would be considered. Okay, so the Mishnah continues and says, not only does Tmura apply to non-exact substitutions, but the following as well. Memir and Echad Vishnaim, Vishnaim Be'echad. Even 1 to 2, 2 to 1. Echad B'meyo, Me'a Be'echad. 1 to 100. If somebody says these 100 animals should be Kadosh instead of the first one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Memir Nela Echad Be'echad. Shneemar, Vayahu, Smarso, Yekodesh, Mahu, Miyuchad, Afhi, Miyuchedes. That is the Rabbi Shimon. It's only one and one. The Stasemis here has the suffix. According to Reb Shimon, it's one and one. What about two and two? Can't be 1 to 100, 100 to 1. What about 2 and 2? Is that also? You can't be Meimir? De Efshar Kolima de Reb Shimon Hu de Ha Meimir Yeh Kamoa Hektish. Aleph Ba'aleph Ve'hei Ve'hei Be'ez Be'ez. For who I didn't Be'ez, I'm sorry. V'tzarachim. So that is the suffix of the Stasemis. Goes to the root of what Reb Shimon Shita is. Right, is it a special Xeris HaKasuv of one and one, or is it just it has to be parallel? Has to be parallel. Okay. Says the Gramminani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Behema, Behema, Mikan Shememirin, Echad Bebezu, Bez Bechad, Echad Meo, Me Bechad, Shimon Omer, Eirin Al Echad Bechad, Shneemar, Behema, Behema, Velo Behema, Bebehemos, Velo Behemos, Bebehema. Omer Lo, or Amru Lo, they say back to Rabbi Shimon, Matzino Behema, Shakriya Behema. We find that sometimes plural animals could be called Behema, Shneemar, Ubehema, Rabbah, as it says in Yonah. And that includes many. Rabbi Shimon, Behema Rabba Ikri, Behema Stam Lo Ikri. Stam Behema is only one, says Rabbi Shimon. But time of the Rabbi Shimon, Mishum Behema, who? So Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon's reason, basis is really because of the word singular Behema. But time of the Rabbi Shimon, Mishum who? Isn't it because of who, the second part of the Mishnah, Mahu miyuchad af temura miyuchades? So is it based on who or the singular behema? Answer, Me'ikara amar lem Rabbi Shimon min v'haya hu usmaraso. He said who? V'chi chazad the darshi rabbanan mi behema be behema. But once he saw they darshed from that, amar lem, he says you can't. Iu me'hasam na'ami matzin l'melef time adidi. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon kind of used both for his shita. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Hilchas Timura, he says, how many malchus do you get? 1 to 100, 100 to 1. How many malchus for Timura? Says the Rambam, O Shehemir Echad b'meya o meya b'echad, bein b'bas achas, bein b'zechar zeh. Also interesting. Hare elu Timura v'loke k'minyan ha-behemos Shehemir. K'minyan ha-behemos Shehemir. Which sounds like, whichever, let's say you did one, you have one carbon, and then you do it to 100, you get 100 malchus. Even if it's basachas. Even if it's one phrase. The Mari Kirkus says here, Lo mitzatziv bishum makom mefurash. I did not find this halacha explained mefurish anywhere. You know, it's our Gemara, but it doesn't say how many malchus. Mikom makom adavar nir mukhrach b'taymo. But I think the Rambam's right. I think the Rambam's right. It's mukhrach b'taymo. Because, like it says, T'ktusha hechan holcha. Right? Timura shnia kabari shona. And therefore, the result are all of these animals. And therefore, the Mari Kirkus thinks the Rambam is right, even though he doesn't know exactly what the source for the Rambam is. The Brisker Rav also discusses it here. The Menchas Chinuch in, again, Shin Nun Aleph, the previous mitzvah in Os Yud Gimel. Os Yud Gimel, again, the Menchas Chinuch in all of these sugyas plays an important role. He discusses it there. Okay, but this is the Shita of the Rambam. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Eish Lakish, Moder Rabbi Shimon Shimon Mirin Rechozin Mirin. Ha. Reish Lakish says, even though it's only 1 to 1, but even according to Rabbi Shimon, on Monday, your Maimir, animal A to animal B, on Tuesday, animal A could also be used to be Maimir a different animal, animal C. Even though it's 1 to 1, you could do it over and over again, one after another. My time, a Kedusha Rishona, the Hektish Leichan Halcha. Where did the first Kedusha go? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Machlokas within Rabbi Shimon Shita. Kashem Shem Emirin, Beis Be'echad, Kachem Emirin, Vechozim Emirin. Once it's used up, it's used up. You can't be Meimir, you can't expand the Kedusha more than once, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, maybe what's the root of the Machlokas within Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not the same source animal anymore after your Meimir from it once. According to Reish Lakish, maybe it is. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kavasid Reish Lakish. You have a Braisa exactly like the Yeshitas. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Kashem Shem Emir, Necha Mishnaim, Kachem Emir, Vechozim Emir. Tani Kavasid Reish Lakish, Yochosh Kashem, Sharam Rabbi Shimon Shem Emir, Shem Be'echad, Kachem Emir, Vechozim Emir, Tavalomar, Vayhu is more so, Afilu Bemea. Fine. By Rabbi Yavin, Ladibra Yomer, Emir, Vechozim Emir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that within Rabbi Shimon, you can't be Meimir again. What about if things have changed? Hifrish Asham Lischaper Bo, the Hamer Bo. Here's the case. I have a carbon Asham, and I do Tmura from that carbon Asham. The Hamer Bo, and then the Humam. The original animal gets a Mum, the Chilolo Al Acher, and I get, I bring another animal, I'm a Chalid on a different one, and that new animal gets lost. So what do we have here? We have an animal, Animal A, you did Tmura from Animal A. Animal A then gets a mum. So you redeem it to animal. You have an animal that became tamura. We're not talking about that animal. You take another animal that you're redeem it on, animal B. Animal B now gets lost. So you bring animal C instead of animal B. And you're makrib animal C. And now you find animal B. So animal B now, what's the halacha? That's a carbon that is kaper ba'acher. So that automatically changes. If it's an asham that's kaper ba'acher, it turns into a carbon ola. So, could you do tmura from that animal? Rabbi Yochanan says you can't use the same animal twice for tmura, according to Rabbi Shimon. But this animal now is a different name of a karban. It's no longer an asham, it's an ola, and it's a different animal. So, in that case, would Rabbi Shimon allow it? V'neskaber b'asham acher. V'nitak la'ola. As we've discussed in the past, the lumdis of asham shenitak l'ri'iya becomes an ola. Remember, if it was a chatos, it's one of the chatos mesos. But an asham becomes an ola. So, ma'u sheyamir bo. So there are two things changed. So Amar Abaya, now says to Rabbi Avin, ask this question. Amar Abaya, Maikami Boile, why do you ask this question where there are two differences? It's a different animal, guf, and it's a different animal status of carbon. What about just one? E base gufin v'kedusha achas. If his question really is about two different animals, even with the same kedusha, so leave out that detail, that he had a kapara with a different one. It's already a different body. E base kedushos v'guf echad. And if the question is if it's two different statuses of animals, forget the humam. Right? He already has two. If you just say he lost it. So, Rabbi Avin, chadim yigo chadakam yiboyle. Really, he's asking one question on top of another question. He's bothered by both. Bothered by both. Im tim zalo mashne gufin v'kedusha achas lo. Even if you want to say two different animals with the same status, meaning they're both the same carbon, maybe there, mishon debahi kedusha, because there, ha itmar b'chad dezimna, or ha imar b'chad dezimna. Because this kedusha already created a second carbon. And that's why if it's the same status of a carbon, maybe you can't create a second tamura. Shnei gufim v'shnei kedushas ma'u. But what if it had two different kedushas? Maybe it would work. So teku, unanswered question. So again, fascinating discussions. We could speak about this in Lumdis about why tamura should be limited or more expanded, whether it's the same animal, two different kedushos, or a different animal with the same kedusha. But both of those are up for discussion. Lishnach Rina, similar discussion as follows. Boy Rabbi Yavin, L'Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Eim Emir Nechozer Emir, Rabbi Yochanan, who says generally if you have one animal in the same Kedusha, right, one animal, it's the same animal that it's always been, it can't create a second Kedusha. So Hifrish Asham Lis Kaper Bo, V'Heimir Bo, V'Humam, V'Chilo Acher, Ma'o She'yachser V'Yamir, right, and you said the same case as up above, but it didn't say V'Nis Kaper Bo Asham Acher. Right? You skip that step. That'll be the next step. So it's two different questions. So Amar Abaya, which one are you really bothered by? Kedusha acher is ba'oso aguf. If it's the same carbon, same shame carbon with a different shape carbon. Kedusha acher is ba'oso aguf, different carbon, but the same body. Meaning change from an ashram to an ola. Loni boy. Humam v'chillo ba'acher. Again, the girsos here are a little unusual, but it's asking the same issues. So, and you don't need humam v'chillo ba'acher. Av guf acher ba'osa kedusha v'loni boin is kaper ba'asham acher. So what is he really asking? Is he asking the kedusha question or the guf question? Rabbi Avin chadam igol chadakam yiboyle. They're asking really both. Again, this is an example of Kutshim, where we don't have Rashi and Tosfos and all the other Rishonim to have worked on the Girsos for us. Again, Rashi has some. Rashi acts a little differently on this Masechta, of course, Yerushalmi's here also. But either way, Humam the Humar v'chilolo alacher. So that's the first question. If it was Humam and it was, you used it for Timura, and it was Mechal HaNachar, Maoshi Yachsev Yamir. Mi Amrina Ba'asham Rishon Udein Chose Omeimir. The original Asham, you can't do it again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Shimon, Ava Baguf Acher, but a different body. Ava Gav Dekadosh HaKadusha Chose Omeimir, even though it has the same status of Karban. O Dilma, no. Kob Osa Kedusha Ein Chose Omeimir. Or, as if it has the same kedusha, so then you cannot create the same. You can't create tamura. V'im tim salomar hadein guf acher, or if you say if it's a guf acher, kiva debosa kedusha ka'im ein chozer umeimir. You cannot create tamura with the same kedusha. So what about elos kaper basham acher v'nitak zer rishon laola maushi achsav yamar bo? So what about the case of its nitak? It turns it to an ola. Mi amrinan ki ein meimir chozer umeimir hanimili osa a guf bosa kedusha. Maybe same animal, same status of carbon is excluded. Aval oso haguf b'kedusha acheres chozo meimir. But if the same animal, but a different carbon, maybe that could create tamura or not. O dilma afal kedusha acheres, kiva oso haguf einu einu chozo meimir, teku. So you have all of these questions. Again, fascinating, lumdish questions, which we'll have to get back to, but Hashem also in Maseches Krisos, when we talk about different gufim and different statuses of different bodies. Same shame isser, different physical bodies, same physical body, different shame isser, all of these come up in that case. You know, the machlokas Rishonim, again, we don't have time to go into it right now, but remember the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether the concept of asham shenitak l'ri'iya, right? We know the halacha is vav and asham, and something happened, one of the five situations, which for a chatas, the chatas would have to be one of the chatos amesos, halacha moshe b'sinai. We're going to have a mishnah later on about the five chatos amesos. I think it's a mishnah on daf chaf aleph or so. Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, the Chados Amesos, right, abbreviated by Vitimna, Velar Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, Mes Bailim, Niskabra Ba'acher, of Rashnasa. So those are the five. So by an Ashim, in all those cases, the halacha is Ashim Shenitak L'Re'iyah. So it has to be designated, sent out to graze in the field, and it becomes in Ola in that case. So the Nitak, is that a Dindar Abanan or a Dindar Raisa? Meaning, according to some Rishonim, it memela naturally becomes an ola, even without your doing anything. The second that this events take place, this asham turns into an ola, even without your designation and you're sending it out and Bezdin declaring it all the different days about what nitak is. And if that's true, that's a fascinating shita, that an ola and an asham have a certain affinity. By shtoda is a type of shlamim. We understand they're connected. And different other Karban Pesach is a type of shlamim. A Pesach after Karban Pesach turns into a shlamim. That we understand more. But an ashram turning into an ola, that's interesting. But there are, halacha reflects that somewhat. We know Chatas has unique zrika halachas. All four corners, lamala michuta sikra, dafka with one's finger. Those zrikas don't apply to ashram. Asham is like Ola regarding Zerik, even though Asham is Baal Chet like Chatos, but an Asham is also, it's Shtayim Shein Arba, it's Lamata Michuta Sikra. So it's like an Ola, it's like a Nachatos, but it's that's a Machlokas Rishonim, important Machlokas Rishonim. What is that? The fact that the Asham has to be Nitak to an Ola, is that on a Daraisa level or even on a Darabana level? But a Daraisa level is natural. Okay, let's get to it a little bit more. Amar B'Shem Ben Levi, we have a similar parallel discussion in the following halacha. Hektish Rishon Mosif Chomesh Vein Hektish Sheni Mosif Chomesh. The only time that you have to be Mosif a Chomesh is when you redeem. We know the halacha is if you redeem your own Hektish, so then you have to be Mosif Chomesh. But if it's Hektish Sheni, if it's one step removed, so then you do not have to be Mosif Chomesh. So, Amar Papa, my time there, Shuvan Levi, Amar Krav, Im HaMaktish, Yigdal Speso, V'yasav Chamishis, Maktish V'lo HaMatvis. Only if you're Maktish, and then you try to redeem it, but if Matvis, if there's one step removed, it's Hektish of Hektish, so then you would not be Mosif Chomish. Boi Rebbe Yavin. So, Hifrish Asham Liskaprabo, V'humam. What if somebody is Mafrish an Asham, V'humam, and then it gets a Mum, V'hosif Alav Chomish, V'chillo, and then you redeem it, and then the Chilo Al Chaveiro, and then it gets lost. So, V'niskaber B'asham Acher, V'nitak Zeh La'ola. So then what happened? It gets lost, and you take a different Asham, and then you find the original one. Mash Yosef Alav Chomesh. So now this original one, if you try to redeem it, you have to be Mosef Chomesh, because that's not from the original Kedusha. The original one got a Mum. So Amar Abaya, Maikam Eboyle. So Abaya asked the similar type of question that he asked up above in our context. Ish Ne Gufin V'Kedusha Achas Kam Eboyle. Are you asking if it's two different bodies with the same status, if there's Chomesh there, Tiboyle B'lo Miskaper? So why do you have to add that extra detail? You don't have to ask about that it got lost. Ish Ne Kedushos V'Guf Echad Kam Eboyle Tiboyle B'lo Humam. Same thing as before. Why are you asking double? Different animal and different status. For Rabbi Yaman, Chadim Yichol, Migo Chadim Kami Marlei. The Gemara says he's really asking both. Imtip Salama Shnei Gufin V'Kedusha Achas Lo. If you want to say if it's the same status of Karban, you don't have to add on a Chomesh. Mishun Dabahi Kedushi Tosa Bachada Zimna Chomesh. You already had a Chomesh added on from that Kedusha. But Shnei Gufin V'Shnei Kedusha is my. But what about two Gufin and two Kedushos? Teku. So that is unanswered. Lishna Achrina, there's another version of this which fits in, but again, we'll have to stop here. We'll have to continue with Lishna Achrina next time. Again, it goes into the next daf, and then we'll get into Hakom Emir, and we continue here with details of Temura. Okay, we'll stop here.